I'm Meg Van Lohausen with your news briefing. Next term will be shorter, this year's summer school holidays extended, with classes to finish early. The final Thursday and Friday of term four are being tacked onto the break to give teachers an extra 2 days of leave. The additional break is to say thank you for the hard work they've done throughout the pandemic. The Treasurer is making no apologies for tightening the rules on job seeker payments. More than 1.3 million Dole recipients will soon need to apply for at least 8 jobs a month. Josh Frydenberg has told Nine it's about getting them off welfare and back into work.
It's only appropriate when you're providing government support that you expect in return mutual obligation, and where there is an appropriate and suitable job on offer, that somebody takes it.
One lucky punter has taken home the entire $60 million Powerball jackpot. The Lott's Matt Hart says at first the Sydney woman in her 20s thought it was a joke, letting the life-changing call go through to voicemail.
Initially, she didn't answer her phone, but thankfully, she did finally pick up. And when she did, she was pretty blown away by the news that she's now a multi-millionaire. To put it all into context, she takes home $60 million, and that's actually the fifth biggest individual lottery win in Australian history.
An increase in the number of call-outs to motorbike crashes has prompted RACQ Lifelight Rescue to issue a warning to motorcyclists. The last 3 months have seen rescue choppers respond to more than 30 motorbike crashes, with 16 of those on the Sunshine Coast. Just last month, a man was airlifted to hospital with suspected spinal injuries after crashing his bike at a state forest in the Merri Valley. Director of Aeromedical Services Dave Donaldson says people need to take extra care on the roads.
Well, look, we all understand why riding a motorbike is great fun and really enjoyable, but you really need to take it easy out there on the roads. It's been a long dry spell, and now maybe a little bit of water on the roads as we start to get into the wet season. Things will be quite tricky out there. So you need to keep your head in the right space. You know, when you put your helmet on, there's no room for any other head trash. You need to think about what you're doing. Stay focused and survive a ride, basically.
Courtesy of RACQ Lifelight Rescue.